So I've got something exciting to share. My book, What Are You Thirsty For? Rethinking Alcohol and the Life You Want, is now available for pre-order. It's about rethinking your drinking, not because you necessarily have to, but because deep down you know there's more waiting on the other side. It's about creating space for clarity, for calm, and the version of you that doesn't need alcohol to cope. So if you're looking for a refreshing take on alcohol identity and desire, just tap the link in the show notes and pre-order. Right, let's get on with the episode. Welcome to the Big Drink Rethink podcast with me, your host, Anna Donaghy. If you've noticed that the drinking culture in the UK is changing and you're curious about why and what this means to your world, then this is the podcast for you. Throughout this series, I will be chatting with the thought-provoking, forward-thinking people at the heart of this shift to find out what makes them tick and to explore the sober curious perspective from all angles. And I'll also be giving you oodles of personal tools and tactics to help you get on board the Big Drink Rethink. Hello and welcome back to the Big Drink Rethink, and this is a toolkit episode within my little summer series. We've been talking recently about how if there's one season that stirs up all the old drinking scripts, it's summer. Sunshine, holidays, barbecues, weddings, lazy afternoons. It's a time of year that practically shouts for a cold drink in hand. And for many of us, those moments have been long soaked in alcohol. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be that way. And this summer, I want to help you rewrite the story. So over the last couple of weeks and over the next 2 to 3 weeks, I am bringing you a selection of episodes packed with practical tools and timely reminders and real support for navigating the sunny season alcohol-free, or at least on your terms. That's the most important thing. That may not be alcohol-free, but I want you to be in control. That's the key thing. And for many of us, being in control means having some brilliant tools at hand, little interventions. So today, I want to shine a light on 5 powerful tools for my free resource library. Simple, totally free downloads that can genuinely shift your mindset and help you stay grounded and joyful and intentional. They're the kind of tools you just keep in your back pocket for holidays, hot days, or any moment that catches you off guard. All of these tools are available on my website, thebeliefscoach.com. There's a section on there which is about the Big Drink Rethink, and there's a section in there which is about the Big Drink Rethink free resources. There's oodles of tools in there already, and this is just a selection of them, okay? But if you want to take different ones with you when you go on holiday, or read through them before you go, or just have them ready and available for the whole of the summer, then head to the free resources area of the website, thebeliefs.com, and you will find them. But right here, right now, here are 5 which I think are particularly good for the summer. The first tool I want to talk about is aptly called the Sun Framework. And I only introduced this a few episodes ago in episode 75, I think it was, when we explored why the sun is so damn triggering. But it's super important, okay? So I'm just going to pop it into your summer toolkit again today because, you know, the whole essence of summer is the sun. We're going to jet off to different places in search of it, but it is itself the most triggering thing if we're trying to manage or control alcohol. So in that episode, episode 75, we talked about all the conditioned associations, how sunshine literally acts as a cue card for a really familiar script. In the UK, the sun is rare enough to feel really sacred, so we've learnt to mark it, to celebrate it, beer gardens, barbecues, etc. You can guarantee it, the sun arrives, and like clockwork, so does the booze. And I stress that it's way more than just a habit. It's a learned association, a kind of Pavlovian response, whereby we've trained our brains to expect pleasure in this case alcohol, whenever that sunshine cue appears. Years and years of repetition have made it automatic. So the sun framework is a mindset tool to help you rethink sun triggers and rewrite your summer story, create new habits, okay? Because the letters S, U, and N, which I'm sure you've worked out, are prompts, okay? So first off, S, that stands for story. Spot the story. Spot the old programming. When a craving hits, that all-important pause and notice the mental loop that's playing out. Oh, here's the sun. This is making me think of wine because of all the occasions in the past when I have had a glass of wine at this moment. So just pause and recognize what's going on. What story is playing out here? And what did I used to believe that this sunshine meant? So this is all about raising awareness. That's all the S is. What story is going on? It's about raising awareness without judgment. This is not a whole like, why am I like this? Why does the sun make me behave in this way kind of judgment? It's just, oh, here we are. Here's the sun making me behave in this way. All right? Awareness. So the next up is you. So sun, S, you. You stands for update, okay? We want to interrupt the script with a reframe. And this is about claiming agency and choosing a new, more empowering association. So you're updating the emotional software. And it really helps, even though you might look like a bit of a brat, to say it out loud. Okay, I'm feeling a craving because the sun has appeared. That's the story. However, I'm updating this. This craving isn't about alcohol. This is about me wanting genuine joy. This craving isn't about alcohol. It's about me wanting to use this lovely weather to genuinely relax. Okay? And then quite simply, N stands for nourish. You've got to nourish the need. You've got to, I suppose, meet the need and fulfill it. And you've got to do this by asking, what am I really craving right now? And then meeting that need in ways that don't involve alcohol, but actually, you know, involve a genuine dose. So a genuine dose of joy. So whack on some music or dance around the garden, or a genuine dose of relaxation. So go for a walk, make use of the garden, the park or the balcony, wherever you have available. You know, or a great book, or a genuine dose of connection, time with people who really lift you, or a new ritual, a gorgeous alcohol-free drink, a fancy alcohol-free iced coffee, a delicious kind of photogenic mocktail. This is what this tool is all about, creating a new story, a new ritual, a new sun response. So it's a really simple experiment, okay? I'm curious to see how it feels to respond to sunshine in this way, with intention, not on autopilot, with my own agency, not following the crowd, and with my eyes wide open, quite frankly, to the bullshit sold to me by the alcohol industry. So you're not, and I repeat, this is really important, you are not suppressing your craving, you're not denying yourself the real need, but you're translating it into something deeper and truer. You're nourishing what actually needs attention. Cool. That was tool number one, the sun framework. Tool number two, the second tool I want to point you towards is visualization. Now, I love a bit of visualization. I mentioned this a couple of episodes ago when we kicked off this summer mini series with the survival guide. This is a vital tool for the toolbox. I kind of think of it as your summer secret weapon because it really helps avoid the biggest pitfall of all, which is failing to plan. So visualization is the act of mentally rehearsing something before it happens, and it's a really powerful way to navigate summer holidays, parties, social events, weddings, all of those kind of things on your terms, on your terms. And it works really well because your brain can't always tell the difference between something vividly imagined and something real. Now, I'm going to say that again because it's kind of crazy. Your brain can't always tell the difference between something vividly imagined and something real. So if you're wondering, how am I going to cope with that barbecue, or, you know, that summery 40th birthday, or that beach trip, that wedding, this is your tool. It can help you imagine the event on your terms so you feel prepared and grounded and in control instead of reactive or unsure. It's very, very, very empowering, okay? So this is how you do it. With whatever event or occasion or activity you want to manage, just take, I'd say 10 minutes, but at least 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes. Close your eyes, if you prefer, or journal it out and run through the scene like a movie, okay? Scene one, creating the vibe. Have a think about how you want to feel on this occasion, this event, the morning, the evening in mind that you're visualizing. How do you want to feel? What kind of vibe are you trying to create? How do you want to start it off? And how do you want to feel at the end of it? And a really interesting way of looking at this is, if someone were observing you, as well they might be, what do you want them to think or say about you, your poise, your behavior, your aura, your style? Okay, so overall, what vibe do you want to create for yourself and around yourself? And remember, the key here is vivid. And the more sensorial it is, the better. The more you can literally sit here and feel that vibe, feel that aura, feel that sense of how you want to show up, the better. Okay, so that's the first thing. Scene one, creating the vibe. Scene two, now I want you to visualize yourself getting ready. So what are you wearing that makes you feel absolutely kick-ass great? You know, what are you wearing that makes you feel comfortable or confident or cool or whatever the vibe is? Are you prepping anything to take? Do you need to be taking drinks with you as an alternative to what might be on offer? What are they? Why don't you have one as you're getting ready? A great mocktail. Get into that vibe, okay? So visualize yourself getting ready and how you're feeling. What music is on? Such an important part of the feeling. What music's on while you're getting ready? Do you have a playlist that's lifting your mood, or a playlist that's helping you feel relaxed? What energy are you setting for yourself before you even set off for the day? It's crucial. Okay, it really is. Scene three is the event itself. Who are you excited to see? How do you want to show up? How are you going to walk through the door? How are you going to enter the event? You're going to be calm, lighthearted, relaxed, confident. How do you want to show up? And if someone comes forward, as well they might, within those first few seconds and offers you a drink, what are you going to say? Have that response ready. So often we kind of fail and just default to our usual when we have to sort of search around in our mind for answers that we're not prepared for, questions that we're not prepared for. So in advance, have that response ready when someone offers you a drink. What are you going to have in your glass instead? And also, it's really, really useful for you to have it clearly set in your mind as to where your anchor point is in the event. So it could be a person, it could just be a quiet spot. So if things get overwhelming, who's your wingman or woman, or you know, where are you going to go to take yourself aside for a few minutes if you need to use one or two of these other tools in the toolbox today? And really importantly as well, who do you need to avoid? Who do you need to avoid? Who's most likely to knock you off course? Okay. And yes, what's your quick reset plan if cravings or doubts come in? And that's where a few of the other tools I'm going to talk about in a minute can come into play. And then finally, scene four is the ending, the finale. How do you feel when you head home and go to bed? How are you wanting to feel at that point? And then further ahead, how do you want to feel waking up the next morning? Clear, proud, present. What do you want to be your lasting memory of the day? A day that's not dulled by alcohol, so you're going to have some great memories. What do you want your lasting memory of the day to be? And then really importantly, because my goodness, you deserve a treat at this point, you know, that next morning, what's your first indulgent moment? Is it going to be a walk before the house wakes up, before everyone who's overindulged falls out of bed? Is it going to be a nice quiet iced coffee down at the local cafe? What's it going to be? Okay. But the key is make it emotional, make it vivid. Visualize not just what you'll be doing, but how it's going to make you feel. So in control, happy, smug, perfectly valid there. Proud. Okay, so all of these things evoke positive responses. So put that smile on your face in the visualization. You're not trying to control every detail of the event, but what you are doing is creating a roadmap for how you want to show up so that when the real thing comes around, your mind is already practiced in the path. And that's the beauty of this particular tool. You don't have to dread an event. You get to design it. The third tool is moderation. Now, this is for those of you for whom the intention isn't to be alcohol free, but the intention is less. You know, the intention is control. Now, I did a whole episode of this back in, I think it was episode 26, and there were about 20 tips there. So I'm just going to cherry pick a few here. But again, if you want to go back and listen to the full episode, I'm clearly going to recommend that. But of the handful that I want to talk about here, hydration has got to be key. We're talking about the summer. We're talking about the heat. We could be talking about very hot summer holidays. Okay, long days spent in the sun, activities in the sun. Hydrate first, always. Always, always, always. So at whatever, I mean, keep hydrated as a general sort of state of being, but particularly when that first drink, the thought of that first drink enters your mind, have a glass of water first. So here I am piddling along, it's evening, I'm thinking, it's that time of day. As soon as, you know, let that thought be a trigger, have a glass of water. Okay, now at this point, you're not saying, I'm not going to go on and have another drink of some description. But all you're saying is, first off, because my body needs it, by the way, I'm going to have a glass of water. We often think we're craving alcohol when in fact we're just dehydrated. Because of course, what we feel when we're dehydrated is we want refreshment, and we often have the image of refreshment as being that sort of scintillating, sort of cool and dewy lager. So we are mixing up those two things. We're sort of conflating refreshment with beer, whereas in fact, the most hydrating drink in the world is clearly water. Alcohol dehydrates you, any form. And I don't take this bullshit that 95% of lager is water. The 5% that is lager, that is alcohol, dehydrates you. And what happens then is if the first drink that you have is alcoholic, it dehydrates you further, which means that you want another and another and another. So straight away, moderation's kind of gone out the window. But also, you just become more and more and more and more and more dehydrated, which means that you want more and more and more, and you drink faster than you intended. Okay? So by having a good pint of water first, you're satisfying the thirst and you're setting yourself up for a slower pace of drinking. Okay, so always hydrate first. As soon as you think about having a drink, make sure that it's water. Okay, the second moderation tip, as tempting as they are, champagne and Prosecco might look celebratory, but I would suggest skipping the fizz. Okay, the bubbles can get you tipsy quicker because they speed the arrival of alcohol into your bloodstream. They speed it up. Okay, loads of people just drink fizz because it's handed to them. Some people kind of go, I don't even know why I drank that. I don't even like the stuff. Well, don't toast or get involved with anything that you don't even like. That's a bit crazy. But also feel very free to ask for something that isn't bubbly, because actually, again, it speeds up drinking. It enters the bloodstream faster, which means that you want another one sooner. Okay, so try and skip the fizz. The third tip is to let food be the focus. Rather than sipping or drinking all the way through a long lunch or a summer event, try drinking water with food and saving the other drinks for in between. It really helps your taste buds, actually. It helps your taste buds taste. Alcohol's an anesthetic, so if you're drinking during a meal, you're actually numbing your taste buds. That is a scientific fact. But actually, if you just use food to pace your drinking, it has a profound effect on the overall event, particularly if it's a long event. So drinks in between times, but water with food really, really helps. Also helps with digestion, by the way. The fourth tip is to alternate your drinks. It's an obvious one, but you know, whether it's water or an alcohol-free version of what you're drinking, or just skipping the spirit in your mixer, alternating is a classic harm reduction trick. It's become known as zebra striping. So, you know, if you're having a cocktail, follow it by a mocktail before you have another alcoholic cocktail. If you're having a beer, interspace it with an alcohol-free beer. If you're having wine, have something in between that you also like a kombucha, unless you're lucky enough to have with you a good alcohol-free wine. But to be honest, alcohol-free sparkling wine's a great alternative, because some of the still stuff has still got some way to go in terms of quality. But whatever it is you're drinking, have something every other drink that isn't the alcoholic variety, okay? And also, if you're doing the zebra striping thing, do not forget to notice that sometimes you can't even tell the difference. And as far as mocktails are concerned, it's a great way to try something new and interesting. It's not just a lesser version. You can have a wonderful concoction, and very, very often they are nicer than the alcoholic version. Just notice, okay? Tip number five, manage your glass. Manage your glass. In summer party mode, people love to keep everyone's glasses full, often without asking. So just stay mindful. A half topped up glass is really hard to track. So only accept a refill when your glass is empty, and keep an eye on how many number of refills you're actually having, if moderation is your goal. And the last thing I'm going to say, because summer is wonderful, we have long days and lots of daylight, I would say that my sixth tip on moderation is to actually make morning plans, make the use of that wonderful part of the day. So flip your old mindset. Don't clear your morning of plans because you're drinking the night before. Plan your evening around something that you're excited for the next morning. So an early morning swim, a hike, a trip to the local farmer's market, anything, a stroll down to the beach, but let your mornings matter, okay? So moderation is a tool, and there are some great top tips there as to how to moderate. Right, the fourth tool is actually a bundle of reset exercises. So for more on the science of this, and yes, I did say science, there's oodles of science behind these little tools, I do suggest you go and listen to episode 68. It has been one of the most downloaded and socially shared episodes of the year. Okay, in rather more detail, it covers a whole set of 5-minute reset options, and they are ideal. They are ideal for summer because they are quick, they help you pause, they help you recenter, and they help you choose differently. And they bring calm and clarity and peace and connection and all the things that summer should be about in less than 5 minutes, okay? And on top of all of that, they are practical, they are portable, they are free, and they're just designed to help you stay present and grounded, which is a wonderful way to spend your holidays, okay? So they include, for example, a very simple breathing exercise. So if you feel your thoughts are running away with you and you feel yourself getting a little bit anxious or you're worried a little bit about how the evening's going to go, box breathing in particular is very, very powerful. Very, very simple. You breathe in for 4. You hold it for 4. You exhale for 4. And you hold that exhale for 4. So simple. So, so simple. And yet it's a fantastic way to calm your nervous system. It's not even under 5 minutes, it's under 2 minutes, okay? It's like a reset button for stress. So, goodness me, that is definitely one to keep in mind. As is the 5-4-3-2-1 mindfulness tool, which helps you anchor yourself in the present. And again, if you're sitting there in the afternoon, you're thinking, oh my goodness me, we're all headed to the beach bar later, we're going for sundowners, and I'm going to find this really difficult, and your thoughts start to run away with you, and what's everyone going to think if I'm not drinking, and all that sort of stuff, and off you go with your thoughts. When those moments arrive, when you have those kind of really emotionally loud moments, this tool is perfect. You literally sit where you are, you meet yourself, sounds like a bit of a wanky term, but you meet yourself where you are, and you mindfully notice 5 things that you can see, 4 things that you can hear, 3 things that you can touch, 2 things that you can smell, and 1 thing that you can taste. It is brilliant to anchor yourself in the present and bring your thoughts back. Okay. Another simple tool, especially when you might be experiencing a craving, is to conduct a quick little emotional check-in, which, by the way, is a much healthier thing to do than use alcohol to check out. So you check in with yourself, okay? You go, this craving is a signal. I need something. This craving is telling me that I need something. What am I feeling? Where am I feeling it? What do I need right now? And what is the kindest thing that I could do for myself right now? The kindest thing. Okay? Tune in instead of checking out. And another tool is simply change your physicality. Because if you change your physical state, you change your mental state and you change your emotional state. So if you're lying on a sun lounger, all kind of static and floppy, and you're basically thinking to yourself, oh, God, goodness me, a really nice drink from that bar over there would be really good right now. Get up and move. If you're somewhere where you can, without looking like a complete wally, have a bit of a dance, put on a summer playlist, run into the sea, dive bomb into the swimming pool, you'll probably get kicked out of the pool area, but you know what I mean. Change your physicality. This could even involve getting up and having a cold shower at those poolside showers or the showers they have on the beach. Just change your physical feelings because it will help you change your mental feelings, okay? But look, go and listen to episode 68 because I explain it all so much better there. Better still, download it, take it on holiday with you. They are perfect exercises to do at sundown or sun up, those wonderful moments that you have to yourself in the morning when you wake up to experience the very best part of the day because you haven't been drinking the night before. And finally, journaling. There it is. I'm back here. Tool number five, journaling. Journaling does deserve the final word because it's the place where you land after trying something new, capture what's worked, when you successfully navigated a kind of tricky moment, record your wins, or if you're just pausing to reflect and you want to dig into what's going on in your mind, okay? So whether you've, I don't know, swapped a spritzer for a soda or taken yourself outside to breathe instead of having another glass of wine, or whether you've simply just sat with your feelings and explored your needs for a moment, journaling is how you give those moments meaning. It's how you make sense of what's working and why, and what's not, so that you can gently course correct if you need to. And this summer might just be the first in a long, long time, the first ever, that you feel different, okay? Lighter, clearer, more intentional, and that deserves to be recorded. Because being able to look back on the afternoons you stayed present, you know, the evenings that you remember clearly, and the hours that you've gained every day can become a really powerful anchor for the future. It helps you see your growth. And as I said, it helps you catch your wins and move past what no longer serves you. Even 5 minutes a day, a 5 minute brain dump of everything that's in your mind at that moment, can clear clutter and offer clarity. And specific prompts like "What am I grateful right now?" are fantastic for holidays. And they can train your brain to notice the good. And actually, I've said this before, but if you Google journaling prompts, you'll find a gazillion online resources and recommendations. But buy yourself a lovely journal. You know, you can buy them with pre-printed prompts. I'm a sucker for lovely stationery, so I have one of those. But, you know, it's just a lovely thing to have. And over time, you know, it helps build a new story. And you've got the means to actually sort of look back and remember it. So let that be your new summer ritual. A pen, some quiet moments, some grounded thought, and honest reflection. Okay, you are writing your next chapter. So as you head into the sunshine, the long evenings, the holidays and the high days, remember, you are not empty-handed. You've got a bundle of powerful, practical tools here. You've got resets for the body. You've got resets for the mind. You've got breathing. You've got resets for the soul. And you've got journaling, the way to make it all mean something, okay? So this summer does not need to be a repeat of old patterns. It can be the season that you stayed present, clear and proud, all right? It can be the summer that you look back on and say, that is the summer when things really started to change. Thank you for listening and getting curious. Please rate, review and follow this podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're choosing to listen. And don't forget to tune in to the next episode. And you can find out more about The Big Drink Rethink by heading to my website, thebeliefscoach.com. That's the beliefs, BELIEFS coach.com, where you will see clear links to the show.